Christmas celebrations in Bhutan were marked by prayers and a calm atmosphere with no reports of serious problems. Christians participated in street marches, gathered in churches, and celebrated with family at homes and hotels without disruption. Major General John Bach, the police commissioner for Jonglei State, says the deployment of police officers across Bor helped residents to enjoy the festivities without problems.
During the Christmas, I think it has gone well. Start the prayer at 24 December until 25th yesterday. All the public prayer peacefully. And even there's no an accident occurred during the festival. So we hope also the coming year celebrations, I think it will be also end up with the same environment.
General Bach urged residents of Bor to continue cooperating with the security forces deployed to provide protection and to ensure road safety so the New Year celebrations can end without road accidents. Some residents of Bor expressed their appreciation for the security during the Christmas festivities. Mayan Kun Amol says it was a relief to celebrate Christmas without any worries, unlike in past years when many violent incidents occurred even among the faithful. He says he felt much safer this year.
This Christmas of this year is one of the best Christmas ever, pertaining the security and how the government has maintained the law and order of the country, starting from Juba up to our location here, Bor. We can say this is the first Christmas without any crisis since I came here to Bor in 2005. I was one of the people who were marching along the road. The way I see the police and all the organized forces is really amazing, by the way, to see this Christmas without any incident of car accident or gang robbers.
Mercy Achol-Jok, a tailor in Bor, says she is grateful to the police and state authorities for their effort in making this Christmas peaceful.
I have observed and I am happy that Christmas has ended well. In the past, children used to get lost or end up being injured during violence. But that has not happened this year. We pray to God and hope that celebration of January 1st will also be conducted in a peaceful environment and the people will enter the new year without violence.
Violence in Jonglei State often is driven by intercommunal disputes fueled by cattle raiding, child abduction, and armed clashes among ethnic groups. Bor resident John Akwok Nyok urges the state authorities to look after the training of the security forces.
Every citizen deserves right to be secured. And of course, in this case, I am calling upon government to make sure that this security is sustained. And then the forces are also trained on the way they handle citizens, harassment, and then torturing. It has not been observed, but we want the government to at least improve and then tell them to receive some preparatory training.
In August last year, the leaders of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan expressed disappointment over the failure by the Jonglei State government to protect church members against attacks by armed young men and women in Bor Town. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.